In Southern California, Chinese nationals are buying real estate in historic numbers. Some are buying for investment purposes. Prices are positively cheap compared to the market in Beijing or Shanghai, while others are putting down roots for a life in the United States. As Miles Bryan reports, that's got some home sellers using a new sales pitch: location, location, and chi.
Leave Los Angeles on Interstate 10 and head east. In about 40 miles, you'll run into a quintessentially suburban phenomenon, the opening of the College Park subdivision. The lawns are bright green, the DJ spinning classic rock, and a lot of the conversations are in Mandarin. Among those looking for a house is Eddie Young.
Yes, I'm living in the center of China. Yeah, study and do some business in China. But for my baby girl, we're going to move in California.
Out here at College Park, about 72% of our market share is a Asian buyer profile.
Mark Torres is a division president for Lennar Homes, the company that's building College Park. The number of Chinese buying homes in the U.S. has more than doubled since 2007, with most of those sales here in Southern California. Torres says that marketing to Chinese buyers has meant learning about what his customers want in a house's design.
We consider feng shui elements in all our designs, everything from the water, fire elements, and making sure that we don't have those types of conflicts, designing the entry of the homes to keep all that positive energy in the home.
Just a few miles from College Park is the town of Chino Hills. That's where Lisa Dutton lives. Her house has feng shui problems. It's had them since she bought it from a Chinese seller 15 years ago.
And so as he was moving out, he told us the reason he was moving is because the house didn't have good qi. Well, we had no idea what qi was, you know, had no idea whatsoever. So we bought the house.
Dutton's house had been on the market for 2.5 years, but gotten nothing but lowball offers.
At first, I was offended because I thought, wow, my house is beautiful. What's wrong? Why is somebody just walking right out the door?
I do recommend you opening both of the doors. If you have a double door, you open
Jesse Kim is a feng shui consultant. Standing in the foyer at Lisa Dutton's house, she points out the problem.
When you open up the front door and then you have a stairway coming right at you, things like to go to the lowest point.
For a lot of Americans, a big, fancy staircase is a status statement. If you're buying a 5-bedroom, why not go for the gone with the wind? But if you're into feng shui, Kim says that's a non-starter.
So you don't want all the energy that are upstairs being rushed out to the front door. So you don't want those things lining up.
Kim put a red rug below the stairs to channel the energy back up. She installed a fountain in the lawn to balance the water element and put a big welcome mat outside the front door to invite in positive energy.
It should be very welcoming. None of those wipe your paws or don't come in here, you know, those funny doormat saying, you don't want to do that.
Then the offers started rolling in. Dutton says she's just closed on a deal with a Chinese couple worth almost $100,000 more than her previous best offer. Back at the grand opening of College Park, Eddie Young is taking a break from walking through model homes and taking advantage of the complimentary low main. He says he's looked around in other L.A. suburbs, but he likes the house he saw here. He really likes it.
I'm going to send a deposit.
Wow. So, so you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was the fourth home sold at College Park before noon. When the chi is flowing in the right direction, the money will too. For NPR News, I'm Miles Bryan.